Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne. In addition to the music of an individual year, we sometimes focus on a special theme. This is one of those shows. Hey there, cats and kittens. Welcome to the class of car songs. And to really get into the spirit of things, I'm going to get this old bucket of bolts started up, and we're going to head to Drag City, where we can really put the pedal to the metal.
Just in my car now, she really feels looking real tough with chrome reverse wheels. My blue coral wax job sure looks pretty. Gonna get my chick and make it out to Drag City. Yeah, I'm going to Drag City. What I do now? I'm going to Drag City. What does she do now? I'm going to Drag City. The Drag City races are the fastest in the nation. Rails are the wildest and the stockers are pretty. I'll get my honey, grab some money, split the Drag City. Well, I'm going to Drag City. I'm going to Drag City.
Of Hot Car Songs opens with Jan and Dean from 1964, and they're having a good time at Drag City. Also from 64 is another competition-related tune by the Astronauts, and I rate this among the very best of all of the car songs of the 60s. It is Competition Coupe.
You really make a fool out of your 32, my competition coupe.
Sweep the burn rubber off your hood.
I run an overhead chevy that's equipped to kill with a blower by the side of your flathead mill.
Competition coupe, my competition coupe. Got more class and a little new scoop.
You won't even start without nitro soup. My competition coupe.
Sweep the burn rubber off your hood.
I'm on an overhead chevy that's equipped to kill with a blower by the side of your flathead mill.
Competition coupe, my competition coupe. Got more class and a little new scoop.
She won't even start without nitro soup. My competition coupe.
What you got?
Competition coupe.
We know what you got.
Competition coupe.
We know what you got.
Competition coupe.
Great group from my hometown, Denver, the Astronauts with Competition Coupe. And I'm Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, and the span of Carr songs will stretch from the mid-50s to the mid-80s, but most all of them are from the 60s, the primary decade for Carr songs. But now here's one of those exceptions. From December 1958, a cute little tune by the Playmates, but I must mention that those of you who know how to drive a stick shift will understand a little more about what's going on with Beep Beep.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about 1/3 my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out and he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Music,
that's our middle name.
Now you've heard the story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, 'cause I was a-driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they was standing still. Then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but to them the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. Went around the corner and I passed a truck. I crossed my fingers, just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail close. The guy beside me, white as a ghost. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. He said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was
was rolling out of the back. When I started to gain on that Cadillac, I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass. But when I did, I'd be short on gas. Went around the corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. All of a sudden the rod started knocking. Down in the depths he started to rock. And I looked in the mirror and the red light was blinking. The cops were laughing, my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
That is one sizzling hot guitar. And from the summer of 1960, it's Johnny Bond and the best version ever of that Hot Rod Lincoln. And next on KPTZ from 1986, perhaps the greatest recording ever by the Everly Brothers. The story begins in 1963, when seniors were passing their yearbooks around to get some memorable comments from their fellow students. And the one statement that stands out is the title of the song. I hope you always drive a Cadillac.
It was the senior high school yearbook, the class of 63. I'll never forget the day you gave book and pen to me. It was all talked out and settled. You knew I'd understand. A girl with dreams as big as yours just had to make some plans. So I turned to your best picture, most likely to succeed. The only one in the whole damn book that didn't show you with me. And it said that you liked inner strength, so I tried to be true to form. And I hit my teenage broken heart, and instead I signed this form. At the 10-year class reunion, they read your personal note and enlarged your cover photograph in your bullet sable coat. But the words underneath the picture were what mattered most to me. There was something in between the lines that no one else could see. You said I card today, a single line and a signature that said I'm coming home to stay. I wonder what life has done to you. I wonder why you thought of me. But if you drop by to say hello, I wonder what you think if you see. Hello. Is that
a piece of poetry that is magnificent. What lyrics and what a great song. So we leave 1986 and jump back to 66 and the Beatles and Drive My Car. Now that I'm a big shot, I can't be seen driving my own car.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And maybe I love you. I told that girl that my prospects were good. And she said, baby, it's understood. Working for peanuts is all there.
My car, as long as I'm in it. And that would be me, Jerry Osborne, on KPTZ. And when I went looking for an Elvis song, I found several that would qualify. But here's one I've never played before on the show. From 1968, it's Speedway.
Take a ton, bolts of steel, a whole lot of sweat, set up wheels on the speedway. The flag is down, pistons pound, lineal engine ripping the ground on the speedway.
Go, 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 go.
Go for the money and lead the pack. Push the throttle and burn the track. Curve and swerve like you're doing a dance. Spin, hit the brakes. Your little girl shivers and shakes on the speedway. Clear the way, coming through. A kiss from your baby is pushing you on the speedway.
Go, 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 go.
Go for the money and lead the pack. Push the throttle and burn the track. Curve and swerve like you're doing a dance. A straight away.
Speedway,
on the speedway,
speedway,
on the speedway,
thing is smoking hot on that speedway. Next, I've got the first of two Hot Rod instrumentals, and the first is by the Duels from 1961, and they call it Stick Shift. I'm sorry, officer. I lost my concentration when I was trying to fine-tune my brand new tachometer.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, a fuel-injected Stingray and a 413. Revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Declining numbers at an even rate. At the count of one, we both accelerate. My Stingray is light, the slicks are starting to spin. But the 413's really digging in.
Gotta be cool now, power shift, here we go. Superstar Dodge is whining out in low, but my fuel injected Stingray's really starting to go. To get the traction, I'm riding the clutch. My pressure plate's burning, that machine's too much.
Pails to the floor, here is Duquois drink. And now our 13's lead is starting to shrink. He saw with ram induction, but it's understood. I got a fuel injected engine sitting under my hood.
Shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down. Shut it off, shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down. Shut it off, shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down.
Just can't do the Class of Car songs without some Beach Boys music. And there they are from 62 and Shut Down. And we'll have them back again in a little while. Now here's one I've always liked a lot. From 1964, it's by the Hondells. And they tell us how much fun it is to attend Hot Rod High.
Nothing but winners, now you losers scram. Got no time for tests or a schoolbook exam. All the kids know we're the coolest around, 'cause we've got the best rods. In any time now, early in the morning, we
go screaming by, loaded up with chicks in front of Hot Rod High. We're gonna tack it up in the parking lot, 'cause a quick half hour is all we got. When the lunch bell rings, now we're gonna split, 'cause all we care about is the shifting bit. Such a drag down to Hot Rod High. We're gonna tack it up in the parking lot, 'cause a quick half hour is all we've got. When the lunch bell rings, now we're gonna split, 'cause all we care about is the shipping bit. Nothing but winners, now you losers spread at Hot Rod long. When the final bell rings, the drags are on, the engine screaming. You see the dirt fly, kids learn, and the tires burn down at Hot Rod High. We're gonna tack it up in the parking lot, 'cause a quick half hour is all we got. When the lunch bell rings, now we're gonna split, 'cause all we care about is the chicken bit.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock car.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady.
Go, you go, girl. That's Jan and Dean from 1964 and the little old lady from Pasadena. And now I'm just as happy as could be to spend a couple of minutes with my dear friend Paul Peterson, famous actor in movies and TV and maker of a whole bunch of hit records. And we're going to talk to him about his hot rod hit titled She Rides With Me. But first, he promised he'd do the station break for us. Paul Peterson, station break, take one.
This is Paul Peterson, and you're listening to KPTZ, Fort Townsend.
Congratulations, my friend. You nailed it on the first take. And now, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Pleasure to be here. Believe me, it is.
Paul, those of us with inquiring minds want to know how you ever got hooked up with Brian Wilson and a song that he wrote just for you.
At the Beach Boys. They were a garage band for those of us who lived in Southern California. They already had a local reputation and then, of course, tremendous success, which I welcomed. And I knew all the guys, all of them. And, of course, I was, at that point, 64. People knew me because of my love for cars and the fast cars that I own. And one day, I'm in Las Vegas, of all places, for New Year's celebration, and all of a sudden, the phone rang, and it was Lou Adler. Lou said, I want you to come home to record. And I said, hey, I'm here having a good time. It's New Year's. He said, Paul, Brian Wilson wrote a song for you. So I was on the next plane to L.A., went right to the studio where Brian played this song for me called She Rides With Me, which I love, especially when he threw in the Leslie speakers and the organ stuff. It was a fun afternoon.
And so how was it working with Brian on a session that he produced, a song that he wrote, and that he plays on?
I remember how impressed I was with Brian because, you know, he was not only producing, he was playing, he was making sure the sound was right. And above all else, I have to tell you, Jerry, above all else was the fact that it was a hell of a good song. And I think the thing that stood in the way of it being a major success was my reputation. Nobody expected that out of me.
Were any of the other Beach Boys there?
Brian was the only one I knew about. Now, of course, they did a lot of sweetening, but they had, you know, the Hollywood studio musicians. I'm trying to remember the drummer's name, Hal.
Probably Hal Blaine, the man who named those musicians as the Wrecking Crew.
That's it. And my usual guitarist, Glenn Campbell, was there.
And less than 1 year after that studio session in 1964, it was in mid-1965 when you and I first met. We were both working on the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars show, me as the MC and you as one of the headliners.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And now, over half a century later, here we are together having fun on the radio.
Absolutely.
And so from one car lover to another, I want to thank you for joining in and helping make this show even more interesting than it ever would have been without you.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for calling. I've enjoyed this, and now I got to get ready for She Rides With Me.
Wait no longer. Now let's ride together. Paul Peterson and She Rides With Me. And it was so much fun having him on the show today, talking about his days of hanging out with the Beach Boys. And speaking of that talented collection of family members, here they are from 1962. This time they're winding up that 409, who just happens to be really fine.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409, 409.
up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
When I take her to the track, she really shines.
Giddy up, 409.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction,
409. 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
I hope you're enjoying the Class of Car songs as much as I am digging them up and laying them out. And for the record, I am Jerry Osborne on KPTZ and can be heard every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday at 2 p.m. So be there or be square. And now a great song from 1964 about the most valuable of all sports cars from that era. The group is the Ripcords, and the car is the Cobra.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The Stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the Stingray, I waved bye-bye. Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Around the far turn in the straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The Stingrays and Jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down.
Not everything that Paul Peterson and I talked about on the phone actually was heard on the air. And in one of those segments, he told me that he once owned a Cobra, but he didn't keep it for very long. And when he found out how valuable they are now, he wished he would have kept it. One car that we have not heard about in song was the Pontiac GTO. So here's Ronnie and the Daytonas, and they got one.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on. Wind it up, blow it out. GTO. See her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs. Really drive them wide. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah.
Yeah, little GTO.
Yeah, yeah, little GTO.
save all my money and buy a TV.
Turning it on.
Get a helmet and a rollbar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down. When I turn it on, wind it up,
blow it out, GTO.
Ronnie and the Daytonas had a great time driving that GTO, and that was in 1964, the same year as the Mustang was introduced, and it took no time at all for guys like Brian Wilson to write a song about the Mustang, and so he came up with Move Out, Little Mustang, and it's by the Rally Packs.
PTZ, Port Townsend.
Bravo!
That is one of the best hot rod instrumentals of them all. From 1963, it's Manuel and the Renegades and Rev Up. And now, as one engine is revving down, another one, also from 1963, is revving up. And this time it's the four speeds and RPM.
I got a knock a second off to get a trophy run. One grand, two grand RPM. If I keep breaking loose on the line, then I'm done. Three grand, four grand RPM. That's why I'm winding out, I'm winding out. I gotta get more RPM. I got a Ford Chevy mill with a 411 rear. Five grand, six grand RPM. The big chrome Jimmy Morrons that are closed ears. Seven grand, eight grand.
As I listened to the Four Speeds and their song RPM, I couldn't help but make the connection between the automotive term RPM, revolutions per minute, and how the song was being played on a 45 RPM record, also meaning revolutions per minute. Okay, that's enough scientific talk on the Osborne Show. How about Chuck Berry? He's got an automotive crisis that he has pretty well described in a letter to his dad. Won't you please read it for us?
To drive this old Ford. Almost every time I try to go and pass a truck, if I ain't going downhill, Dad, I'm out of luck. And even if I get by, it's still a rugged wrist. The way this old Ford keep a hitting and a miss. This chef old nosedive. Dad, I'm in grave danger out here trying to drive. The way this boat wiggle when I'm approaching 45. Perhaps it's mercy long like a little stubborn pup. And cars whizzing by me, Dad, look like I'm backing up. I perforate the hood. So Dad, send the money, see what I can see. Try to find a paddle like a 62 or 3. Just something that won't worry us to keep it on the road. Sincerely, your beloved son, Henry Jr. Ford.
From 1965, brilliant composition by Chuck Berry. And no offense, Daddy, but I would love to upgrade to a Cadillac. We had the Ripcords a little while ago with Hey Little Cobra, and their follow-up in the summer of 1964 was Three Window Coupe.
Three Window Coupe, you're the toughest machine in town. Got a three-window coupe that's short on looks,
But she looks real good in the record books. I hold the track record in the quarter mile, with a low E.T. down the asphalt aisle. Beat 'em up, beat 'em up, shut 'em down. Three window coupe, you're the toughest in town. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down now. Three window coupe, make a trophy run. Three window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town. Now I know my coupe's not the sharpest around, but everybody knows she's the hottest in town. The high compression heads make her 12 to 1. Sunday at the drags, I make a trophy run. Beat 'em up, beat 'em up, shut 'em down. Three window coupe, you're the toughest in town. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down now. Three window coupe, make a trophy run. Three window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town. Now my little three window don't look like much till the flag goes down and I pop the clutch. Then I put my foot in it and I really go and take 'em up the tubes of a three window. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down. Three window coupe, you're the toughest in town. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down now. Three window coupe, make a trophy run. Three window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town. Toughest machine in town.
In case you didn't know it, the Ripcords had a three-window coupe that was the toughest machine in town. And you know they wouldn't exaggerate. Now back to 1957 for one of my favorite hot rod titles. It's by Gene Simmons, and it's a Peroxide Blonde and a hopped-up Model Ford. That sounds like a mighty fun ride.
Make a scene. I barked my tires as the light turned green. I slapped it to the floor and I let out on the clutch. And what was left on the road, it wasn't very much. We flew out of town, we were side by side. Twin carburetors was a running wild. Smoke a balling up for a mile behind. I tell you that fly, she left me way behind. Well, I'm dragging, dragging down Main once more. With a peroxide blonde and a hopped up Model Ford. Well, I'm dragging, dragging down Main once more. With a peroxide blonde and a hopped up Model Ford. I tell you that fly, she left me way behind. Well, I'm dragging, dragging down Main once more. With a peroxide blonde and a hopped up Model Ford.
Well, it looks like we've got two Ford tunes in a row, from Gene Simmons and his hopped-up Model Ford to Leon Smith and his little 40 Ford. And this one came out in 1959.
Sitting in my 40 just having a cup, when a big Impala come driving up. Man looked at me and he started a career. He wanted to run it cause he thought he could win. Say, if you want to run it, man, I know the place. It's dark and it's early where you lose no fish. Headed on out to the airport road. Big Impala and my little 44. Rolling on 20, do you understand? Just mash on the gas at the drop of the hat. See them taillights going down the road. Big Impala and my little 44. Man blew up his motor and he sure was shocked. I thought you said that 40 was nothing but stock.
run me a mill with a three pop and a fold. Why, even the late clerks have played it with a go. Like in 16 tons, you better step aside. Cause me and that 45 high and wide.
I don't know if I'm about to run out of gas, but I do know I'm about to run out of time. So we'll wrap up the class of cars with this one from 1958, Robert Mitchum and the Ballad of Thunder Road.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, he'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances if you can't get through. I'd rather have you back again than pull that mountain dew.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, 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 toll.
Hey, fun devils, join us one week from right now for the class of train songs. Woo-woo! And now stand by for another exciting blues journey, hosted by TC, who we affectionately refer to as Top Cat, the leader of the gang.
Top Cat!
But you may know him as Taylor Clark.
Top Cat, the indisputable leader of...